WCCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Macker. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said Wednesday that Senate Democrats will not provide the votes to pass the House-approved deal to fund the government. If a deal isn't struck, the government will shut down on Friday at midnight. President Trump threatening Russia, warning Russia could face devastating penalties if it doesn't agree to the ceasefire in Ukraine. The Kremlin says it's looking over the ceasefire agreement that Washington and Kyiv negotiated. Multiple arrests in Southern California over FEMA applications for relief funds following the deadly wildfires in January. U.S. Attorney Joseph McNally saying that the cases involve fraudulent claims for residences that were not damaged.
The false claims resulted in badly needed disaster relief being diverted to individuals that were not entitled to relief.
The all clear has been given at Loma Linda University Hospital in San Bernardino County, California, where earlier there was a report of a possible armed suspect. That incident now appearing to be a swatting call. This is ABC News. A federal judge has set an expedited schedule for Mahmoud Khalil, who was arrested by ICE over his participation in pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University. Khalil's immigration hearing is March 27th. The company that makes the Roomba is warning investors that it has about a year to figure out its financial woes.
The warning comes after a difficult year for Roomba maker iRobot. At the beginning of 2024, a deal to have Amazon purchase the company fell through, which led to the iRobot CEO stepping down and about half of its workforce being laid off. Earlier this week, the company showed off some new robotic vacuums, but iRobot is facing increased competition in the space. That includes companies like Roborock, which recently showed off a robotic vacuum with an arm attached for moving things out of its way. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
No slowing the housing market. The Mortgage Bankers Association says applications rose more than 11% last week compared to the week before. Rates have dropped for six straight weeks now. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona.
I love this one. He says, this is Tom.
I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Baseball, the Brewers with a 9-7 win over the Cubs out in Arizona. Home runs by Jake Bowers, Vinny Capra, Reese Hoskins. Right-hander Brandon Woodruff pitched against a Padres minor league team, gave up 3 runs in 3 innings in his first appearance since having shoulder surgery 17 months ago.
The changeup's got a long way to go, but all the other stuff is pretty much right where I want it.
NFL defensive back Eric Stokes is leaving the Packers. The former first-round pick signing a 1-year deal with the Raiders, worth $4 million. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers, 115-114 in Indy. Giannis missing a game-winning shot at the buzzer. And the Bucks mourning the loss of former player and part owner, Junior Bridgman, who died after suffering a heart attack at a Boy Scouts luncheon in Louisville.
I mean, when you think about it, he is the exact model that the league should use every day when they're talking to our young players. So, tough day. Just really a tough day.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Eric Stone Street is expanding his acting talents. The hilarious and Emmy-winning Stone Street, who played Cam on Modern Family for 9 seasons, has agreed to a role on Dexter. Stone Street will play Dexter's estranged brother, who he was separated from at a young age. You can catch Eric Stone Street on Dexter Sunday nights on Showtime. Hate speech and toxic social media users had to take a powder this past Monday when Twitter, also referred to as X, experienced outages, leaving anonymous users and bots with nowhere to spew their disinformation. Angry young men who hide behind avatars and fake screen IDs probably experienced calm for the first time in the last few years. Better a Twitter malfunction than a Cybertruck. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight with light winds as temperatures drop to the low to mid 30s. Thursday, mostly sunny skies, south to southeast winds, highs of the upper 60s. Thursday night and Friday looking dry, some showers Friday night. Currently 35 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
It's Thursday. We're excited to meet our pharmacist at Dr. Omar at 8 a.m., followed by Mandela Barnes in the second hour to discuss the April elections, the Supreme Court, and the state superintendent.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. News from the Center, WRCE.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program. Jamie Raskin put out a press release yesterday in which he said, I'll just quote from it. Today I filed a formal demand for access to my personal data obtained by the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, and Elon Musk. I'm increasingly, by the way, calling this the Department of Government Extinction, but nonetheless. He says, I encourage all U.S. citizens to join me in doing the same. And there's a hot link to the form on the federal government website where you can submit a Freedom of Information Act request for your own information. You know, what do you guys know? What information about me has DOGE taken from Social Security? Have they taken from the IRS? Have they taken from Medicare? Have they taken from some other agent, from the FBI, whatever it may be? What information about me do you guys have? Now, the Privacy Act of the Federal Privacy Act of 1974 and the Freedom of Information Act allow us to do this. And what's interesting is DOGE recently was sued by a bunch of citizens saying you're snooping through my personal stuff. And the way that they got out of the lawsuit was by saying we're an official government agency, so we can snoop through your stuff because it's the government that is holding your stuff and we're the government. Now, once they said that in court and won their case, by the way, once they said that, they became subject to the Privacy Act and the Freedom of Information Act. So now Jamie Raskin is asking people to file, under the Privacy Act of 74, to file a Freedom of Information Act request. There's a website over on, or an article about this over at DailyKos, DAILYKOS.com, titled Jamie Raskin Asks Us to Help Make a FOIA Tsunami, FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, FOIA. And the reason is, first of all, well, let's find out what they do have on us. But then secondly, this is going to be an administrative nightmare for this, you know, group of 20-some-odd 20-somethings. So what could this do? Well, if large numbers of U.S. citizens follow Raskin's lead, DOGE is going to be inundated with demands for that data. If they've been sharing information with other agencies or with foreign entities or with corporations like X, for example, that's a crime that we could find out about. Or if they have been sharing X's information with the federal government, that may be a crime. If DOGE refuses to comply with this court order, they could be held in contempt and they could be subject to additional lawsuits. And if they do comply, the information might trigger further investigations. We'll see, right? Because we just don't know what we're going to find. We don't know what Jamie Raskin is going to find. Specifically, what Raskin says is that Elon Musk and DOGE may have been working together with regard to citizen data collection. Well, what is the new currency right now? It's not gold. It's data. the richest companies in the world are the richest companies in the world, you know, like Google and Apple, not because of what they, you know, what they're selling, but because of data, because of the data that they're accumulating. Amazon, even, accumulating massive amounts of data about every single one of us. So is X, is Tesla? Tesla accumulates massive. If you own a Tesla car, that car is constantly telling Elon Musk where you are, what you're doing. The cameras on the outside of that car are active pretty much all the time. You know, Tesla Central, at least as I've read this, fact check this on me, but what I've read is that Tesla can actually turn on your car and see what's going on. I mean, you know, and I'm guessing Tesla's not unique in this regard, by the way. But is that information being shared? How is that information being used? Now, you can't FOIA Tesla, but you can the federal government and find out if there's something going on here. This could become something that exacerbates the partisan divide between the Democrats and the Republicans. Could put the Republicans basically on the defense. It also, if DOGE has been operating in secret, this could provoke whistleblowers to come forward, which would be very interesting. And that could provoke congressional hearings or maybe even special investigations. And all of this could lead to stronger data privacy laws. So this is a high-stake battle here that Jamie Raskin has begun. And I encourage you to check out that article on Daily Kos. It's probably the most accessible piece. And it has the hot link in it, where it's a form, a government form that you print out and you fill it out physically. And you mail it into the government. And then, you know, you start getting your information sometimes months or years later. But eventually the information comes. I think it would be fascinating. So, and, you know, is he actually finding waste, fraud, and abuse? I don't think so. Now, some good news, and that is, before I get to the good news, let me tell you about what's going on at USAID, the U.S. Agency for International Development. This is the agency that keeps other countries tied to us. You'll recall just a couple days ago, I think it was Monday, I shared with you the story that I believe it was in the Financial Times, might have been the Wall Street Journal, but I'm pretty sure it's the Financial Times, that the Caribbean, the islands in the Caribbean, are on the verge of becoming Russia, you know, Russian vassal states, or, you know, Russian allies. Why? Because we're cutting off our funding to them that was assisting them with medicine and food production and things like that. We're cutting all that off, and Russia's coming in and saying, and China, both of them, are coming in and saying, no, no, to go with us. Large chunks of Russia, of Africa, are aligning themselves now rapidly with China because USAID pulled out. I think this is the reason why Vladimir Putin ordered Donald Trump and Elon Musk to destroy the agency, U.S. Agency for International Development. I think Musk also had a general hatred for it because USAID played a real significant role back in the day in bringing down the apartheid government in South Africa. Elon Musk was, according to his father, driven to his all-white school every day from his all-white neighborhood in a Rolls Royce by a chauffeur as a child. And, you know, a lot of that kind of fell apart with the end of apartheid, and that's when Musk left the country and went to Canada and then came to the United States on a student visa, but didn't bother being a student. You know, became an illegal immigrant, at least according to some press reports, for a while. So USAID, the staff there was ordered to clear out the Ronald Reagan building, which is where they used to be, and shred or burn documents. Now, governments are not supposed to shred and burn documents. And when they do, it's typically a sign that something's up that you should know about and they don't want you to know about. I mean, this is from an article by CBS News, right, by Sarah Cook and Camelia Schick. And they write, quote, "The documents being ordered destroyed could be evidence for multiple court filings against the Trump administration and the government aid agency," one source familiar with the instructions about the handling of USAID records told CBS News. Now, the shredding and burning was supposed to begin yesterday, Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on Tuesday, Democracy Forward and Public Citizen, two, you know, progressive nonprofits, sued. They filed a motion for an emergency temporary restraining order and against the State Department for unlawful destruction of documents at USAID. Now, we don't know at this moment whether the DOGE people or the USAID people complied with the order to burn documents, or whether they complied with a or whether the court even granted a temporary restraining order or an emergency motion to stop this. I may be using the wrong legal language here. I'm not an attorney. But, you know, let's get to the bottom of this. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders is he's at it again. He's just doing the great stuff that Bernie has been doing his whole entire life. I'll tell you about that after the break. And then I'll be picking up your phone calls as well. So stay with us. We'll be right back. It's 15 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with more of your calls and the news of the day. Stay with us. CB Distillery's VIP sale is on. For a few days only, you can save up to 50% on everything with the code VIP. If better sleep, less stress, and pain relief after exercise sound good to you, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They have plant-based solutions for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, even pain after exercise. All made with high-quality, clean ingredients. They even have CBD for pets. Many of you are feeling the difference already, especially with their sleep products. Personally, those are my favorites, particularly their CBN gummies. Look, if you're still tossing and turning at night or struggling with another health concern, make the change to CB Distillery. And now's your chance to save big with the code VIP. This deal won't be around long, so don't wait. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code VIP to save up to 50% on everything. That's CBDistillery.com, code VIP, CBDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he would not be negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator.
I want to clarify, please. I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We shouldn't be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who is hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local civic media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local civic media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Once we stood with Skywalker, rebels in the fight, champions of freedom in the beacon's light. But the masks have fallen, and the truth is clear. We've let the darkness whisper in our ear. From the Senate halls to the city streets, the empire rises while democracy sleeps. He trades our flag for a tyrant's throne. Now the free
minutes past the hours. Bernie Sanders got into a little bit of a tussle yesterday with Mike Crapo, the chair of the U.S. Senate Finance Committee. Bernie is the senior Democrat on that committee. And Bernie was pushing for legislation to expand, which had been introduced into the House, by the way, by Lloyd Doggett, the Democrat from Texas. It's called the Medicare Dental Hearing and Vision Expansion Act. And Bernie was, you know, he got up and he gave a speech. He says, in the richest country in the history of the world, it is unacceptable that millions of seniors are unable to read because they can't afford eyeglasses, can't have conversations with their grandchildren because they can't afford hearing aids, and have trouble eating because they can't afford dentures. That should not be happening in the United States of America in the year 2025. The time is long overdue for Congress to expand Medicare to include comprehensive coverage for dental, vision, and hearing that our seniors desperately need. Now, of course, the Republicans are all opposed to this because they're all taking money from the giant insurance companies that are running Medicare Advantage scams against Americans and against our government, basically. It's bleeding our government, our Medicare system dry. Mehmet Oz, you know, he wants to become the next leader of Medicare. We haven't had the Senate hearings yet. But Dr. Oz, you know, a big advocate for the big insurance companies and Medicare Advantage. So the Republicans are going to oppose anything that might make Medicare work better because that will hurt the financial prospects of the Medicare Advantage companies. But Crapo says that he's going to continue the conversation with Bernie. And, you know, and Bernie says, well, that's nice that you're going to continue the conversation. I think it's BS, frankly, but. So that's what's going on. All right, what's on your mind today? Tanya in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Tanya, thanks for watching Free Speech TV. What's up?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Listen, and I mention it every time I call you. My grandmother was born 1897. She raised me. Her mother was a slave. Slavery wasn't that long ago.
Yep.
And when I mention this and when I get upset is this. We're out here. The ethnic Democrats are not out here. We're not doing what we're doing. I want you to. I haven't mentioned the Bernie Sanders things, but Marco Cocaine had a thingy. Jasmine Crockett is talking. We're all out here talking, but the media is just going to make us fascist. We don't have a media. I tell Mark Cuban and get off my feed every time because you won't put your money where your mouth is. Hmm. We need a media.
Yeah.
MSNBC has shown themselves not to be true.
Yeah.
FSTV has shown it, but it's not out here. We got to get out here. We got to get where we can shout from the rooftops you know, what's happening for me, too, like when I hear the Nebraska people talking about, well, we're getting ready to go. Well, you voted for him. We got to get out here. We got to make people know, why would you do it? Why would you have voted for him twice?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it, Tanya. And I would love to see Democrats, wealthy Democrats, well, you know, not elected Democrats, but some of the billionaires who support Democrats. You know, really get into the game, you know, Reid Hoffman and some of these others. But, you know, most of the Democratic supporting billionaires are not really all that rich. But I guess if you got $1 billion, you could do a hell of a lot. Elon Musk is certainly leading the way, showing us how oligarchs can buy politicians and buy governments. It should be the battle of the oligarchs.
How do we do it $2 at a time? How do we do it as people,
yeah,
maybe $2, $5 at a time, and build ourselves a media?
Yeah.
We got to learn how to do that. No, we can't. We are the leaders.
There is a lot of good media that we can support, Tanya. There are good progressive radio stations. I'm on most of them. There are good nonprofit progressive radio stations. I'm on many of them. There's Free Speech TV Television Network. There's Sirius XM has a channel, the Progress Channel, which we're on right now. Channel 127, you know, support those advertisers, support those channels. We do have a media infrastructure. It's not a very large one. It's not a very robust one. And we all need to be keeping our eye on what happens as Paramount is spinning off, or whoever owns it right now, is spinning off MSNBC into a private company. Apparently some of these firings recently were in anticipation of that. I think we need to be supporting the media we have as a starting point, and speaking out on social media, and particularly getting active over on Blue Sky. Blue Sky has just, you know, turned into a really great place. I have pretty much altogether stopped posting on X because it's such a sewer. Tanya, thank you for the call. Spot on. Thank you. 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the True People's Media. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I guess it's Comcast that owns MSNBC, just for the record. Anyhow, speaking the truth to multinational corporations, I'd really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline. How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm David Hacker. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said Wednesday that Senate Democrats will not provide the votes to pass the House-approved deal to fund the government. If a deal isn't struck, the government will shut down on Friday at midnight. President Trump threatening Russia, warning Russia could face devastating penalties if it doesn't agree to the ceasefire in Ukraine. The Kremlin says it's looking over the ceasefire agreement that Washington and Kyiv negotiated. Multiple arrests in Southern California over FEMA applications for relief funds following the deadly wildfires in January. U.S. Attorney Joseph McNally saying that the cases involve fraudulent claims for residences that were not damaged.
The false claims resulted in badly needed disaster relief being diverted to individuals that were not entitled to relief.
The all clear has been given at Loma Linda University Hospital in San Bernardino County, California, where earlier there was a report of a possible armed suspect. That incident now appearing to be a swatting call. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Dolly Parton told Oprah Winfrey that she thought she would be a great mother. Parton elaborated, saying she and her recently deceased husband, Carl Thomas Dean, ultimately decided not to have kids because Parton wanted the freedom to pursue her career and be a mother to all children. That is so Dolly Parton. Parton said at one point they even had a name picked out if they had a girl, but decided against it. I'm guessing it was Dolly Jr.? Billy Joel is putting his health before his tour. The 75-year-old music icon has wisely chosen to postpone working the road so he can rehab after a recent medical procedure. Joel's camp says he will take 4 months away from performing to get his health back. Joel expects to make a full recovery and will resume his tour in Pittsburgh on July 5th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Big Ten tournament action today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Indianapolis for the Big Ten tournament. They take on the Northwestern Wildcats, who beat Minnesota yesterday 72-64 to advance to today's round. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he spent much time breaking down why his team lost at home last weekend to Penn State.
I probably have dissected it deeper and more intensely and harder than anybody else, just because I knew it wasn't one right now we needed to spend a lot of time on as a team. I did, because I wanted to really dissect the issues.
In New York, the Marquette Golden Eagles against Xavier today in the Big East tournament at Madison Square Garden. NFL free agency Packers center Josh Myers leaving Green Bay, signing a one-year deal with the New York Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon, who missed last season with a neck injury, signing a one-year contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies in the overnight with light winds as temperatures drop to the low to mid 30s. Thursday, mostly sunny skies, south to southeast winds, highs of the upper 60s. Thursday night and Friday looking dry, some showers Friday night. Currently 32 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 2:30, we'll be joined by Chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Ben Wickler, to talk about the people versus Elon Musk, our billionaire overlord. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. America.
minutes past the hour, and what's on your mind today? Carrie in Champaign, Illinois. Hey, Carrie, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
I'm well. What's on your mind?
I got a two-part question for you. This is about Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
With the economy being bled the way it is right now and the stock market going down all red, how do you think, what is the end game with this? And how do you think this is going to work out with what Musk and Trump are doing? And the other question is, after this, if we flip this over back the other way, what type of outcome as far as them being lawless, what type of maybe you could say punishment or laws that we will affect them, say, once they this turns over and go back the other way? What is your opinion on what's going to happen?
I honestly don't know, Carrie. My concern is that our nation has been altered in ways that will be very difficult to back away from. Obviously, the corruption of America by money in politics is massive. And, Citizens United was arguably one of the most destructive things that happened to America in the last 100 years. And whether anything can be done about that, or whether we're just going to end up like Russia, or like probably more likely like Hungary, you know, a soft dictatorship rather than a hard dictatorship, is really hard to know. But it seems to me that these guys are moving so fast. They're breaking so many things. They're doing so much damage to our federal government. They're doing so much damage to our reputation around the world. Taking down USAID is massive. I mean, it's a massive destruction of American soft power around the world, and which is going to make hard power more necessary under some circumstances, which increases the risk of war. I mean, this administration is just trashing our country, and whether we can recover from it, how we recover from it, I just don't know. I can see what's going on, but I have no crystal ball, Kerry.
All right, Tom, thanks.
Yeah, good talking to you. Sorry about that. I don't have an easy answer. Brian in Baltimore. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today? Brian in Baltimore, Maryland? Going once? Going twice? Carla in Roxbury, Michigan, or Rothbury, Michigan. Hey, Carla, Rothbury, what's on your mind?
Hi, my family has been a decades-long supporter of you, Tom, and I am now a first-time caller. I'm happy to be talking with you.
Thank you.
First, I just wanted to caution you a little bit about the wording you used in your opening statement about the rape of E. Jean Carroll being nothing compared to what might happen in ICE camps.
Talking about ICE camps. I said it may be nothing compared to what Donald Trump has planned for America. And, I get it. I don't mean to minimize rape, certainly.
It's never nothing about for rape victims.
Yeah, good point.
So I want to encourage your – no, I am a Michigan resident, and I want to say that I will not gladly, but boisterously accept if Canada turns off my electricity altogether, if that will help make the point.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want that to happen, but something drastic does need to happen. So
It wouldn't brown out Michigan. I think what it would do is just dramatically raise your electricity rates, because Michigan is part of the only state that has an independent grid is Texas. Michigan is part of a huge network that stretches from the Rockies to the East Coast. There will be plenty of electricity. It's just the question of how much it's going to cost.
Right,
And how many old coal plants they're going to have to keep online or even increase the intensity poison that they're burning. But Doug Ford backed off on that yesterday, Carla.
Yes, he did. But there was a threat in there that he would joyfully even cut us right off.
Yeah.
And when I read that, I thought, well, okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I
want to encourage your listeners to do something. Follow Michelle Obama's plea to just do something. I'm temporarily housebound, so I can't get out for the protests, but I'm making calls to my representatives, and I'm writing postcards supporting Susan Crawford for Wisconsin Supreme Court. We can all do something, and tag, you're it. Thanks for your words and your work, Tom.
Okay. Thank you, Carla, and for your I appreciate your correction of me, and yes. and thanks for the positive encouragement to others. I appreciate it. James in Wivahoe, United Kingdom, UK. Hey, James, what's up?
Wivahoe, United Kingdom, first time caller. I used to listen to you on Clear Channel Radio out of Asheville when I lived in North Carolina.
Oh, my. Yeah.
And that's why I'm calling.
Uh-huh. So what's up?
Thank you for all you're doing to help save our democracy, Tom.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling
January
in from the UK.
4th. Yeah, January 4th, 2018, I was sitting in a car garage, Chandler's Tire in Swannanoa, and Fox TV was on, of course, in the lobby. And the NATO summit was occurring at that time. Mm-hmm. And I looked at the gentleman who was sitting across from me, and I said, NATO's a pretty good idea, don't you think? He said, yes, I do. And so does General Mattis and Tillerson. I said, do you think they can keep it together? He said, well, I hope so. I know them very well. I've golfed with them. I said, really? You golf with those guys? Do you know Trump? Oh, he says, yeah, I've golfed with him, too. I was his campaign chairperson.
Whoa.
In Western North Carolina. And if I wanted to be on his staff, all I have to do is call him and say I'd like to be Commerce Secretary, because I helped him find General Mattis, McMaster, Tillerson, and Kelly. All wow. four of those were appointees. I said, what about Bannon? He said, he's not mine. I have nothing to do with him.
Yeah. I wonder if the guy is singing the same song today.
Tell me more. Yeah. What can you tell me more about him? And he said, basically, he cheats. He cheats at everything.
Yeah. Well,
and,
we know he cheats at
I
golf.
Had to tell him to his face when all this stuff was going on with Ukraine and the Biden. Mm-hmm. You know, they were trying to get dirt on Biden. He said, if you keep this up, you're going to be the first president to be impeached. And I'll have nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
So this is clearly a guy yeah. who I would not have, you know, any political connection with. He was friends with Billy Graham.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder where Tillerson, Kelly, McMaster, where these guys are now.
Well, why McMaster and Kelly have both come out and trash-talked Trump. To the best of my knowledge, Rex Tillerson has just quietly gone into retirement. I mean, you know, he was an oil industry executive. He's richer than Midas. He doesn't need to or want to, I think, participate in politics any longer.
Yeah. Well, he should be coming out, you know. Yeah. He shouldn't be taking, you know, his retirement plan.
Yeah, no. I get it. But that's a fascinating story, James. I appreciate you sharing it with us, and I hope it's not your last call.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Tom in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I want to talk about something going on in your neck of the woods. It's Musk was into the Bonneville Power Authority. Now, the Bonneville Power Authority is from the Bonneville Dam. It's been around almost 8 years. It is totally self-funding. He doesn't need to get in there and get efficiency.
Right.
We're talking power grid for all the part of 8 states and up into British Columbia.
Oh, I see you're watching me on Free Speech TV. The lights in this room are being provided by water going over the Bonneville Dam right now.
Exactly. And the insanity of getting rid of people with institutional knowledge, like the dam or not, the hydroelectric dam, the Bonneville Dam does flood control and salmon.
The billionaires desperately need their tax cut, and you've got to lay off a couple hundred thousand, you know, American workers who are being paid for with government funds to free up that money so that Elon Musk and Donald Trump can have another tax break. I mean, they're paying Holy God, they're paying 4% income tax right now. They want to get it. You know, that's just way too much for these guys.
I know, but on a personal note, Tom, my late grandfather had an orchard in Southern Oregon, but over time, he got water from things like the Bonneville Power Authority. He got his lights turned on. In World War II, he worked at Hanford, and they also strung lines to Seattle for Boeing. They helped us win the war. Musk needs to stay the blank out of this stuff.
Yeah.
It's working.
Yeah. I'm with you, Tom. I'm with you. And excellent point. I mean, just like I said earlier, the damage that is being done right now by these guys to this country is going to take decades to recover from. And that's why they're doing it, in my opinion. I think that I personally believe that that Donald Trump and Elon Musk are doing this at the behest of Vladimir Putin. I might be wrong. I don't know. I have no specific evidence of that. But it sure seems that way to me.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I mean, Jeff Merkley in the United States Senate asking Trump nominees, is Donald Trump a Russian agent? I think the answer is yes.
Watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Yeah.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers. With ShipStation, you never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. I really love that I can lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. And I can get you a free trial on this. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL, Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Go to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial at ShipStation.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
Sights from politicians herding pets. Oh, it keeps me up at night. Christy Noem said I was dangerous, so she took me down. Now I'm here to sing the truth about these leaders' frowns. Do Republicans hate pets and critters? From puppies to birds to helpless little critters. They kick up.
The hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Linda in Capitol Heights, Maryland. Hey, Linda, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How you doing? Yes. The thing is, the American people got to understand that we are in control of the United States. Elon Musk and Donald Trump is not in control. Like the late, great Joe Madison say, what are we going to do about it?
Yep.
I can tell you what we can do, what we're going to do about it. What we can do, we can recall the Republican senators and Republican Congress people that are not doing the work of the American people. And we, when we protest, when we go to town halls, we need to say the word recall. And then they will understand that the people got the control of the United States and not those two.
I'm with you, Linda, although I would suggest that the word primary will strike fear in their hearts a lot more than recall, because everybody knows that recalls are, you know, pretty impossible. But primaries, yeah, primary. I think there's going to be some Democrats who are going to be facing some serious primary challenges because they haven't stepped up to this moment. And I'm with you. And I also, you know, you mentioned Joe Madison. Joe was a dear friend of mine. Joe and his wife and me and my son, we traveled, his wife Sherry, we traveled to Darfur together. I've known Joe for years and years. He threw me a 60th birthday party, in fact, back in the day. I mean, that was 14 years ago. So I miss Joe. Thank you for mentioning him. But Linda, I think you're right. And thank you so much for the call. It's nice to hear from you. Marty in Worth, Illinois. Hey, Marty, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thank you for taking my call. Happy hump day. Quick point. I think your book, The Crash of 2016, is going to be like more prophetic as, you know, as this crisis.
Yeah, I've been thinking I should rewrite that book because it's out of print now.
Seriously, I remember reading that where and it's like, wait a second. I'm like, that's what's going on right this very moment.
Yep.
But what I really wanted to call about is this rep Al Green and just say what a hero he is.
Yes.
And how brave he was. And if you did not catch the speech he gave in his response to being censured at the Congress, right? Because he was allowed to retort, right? And they gave him 40 minutes. And if you haven't seen it, I posted it on my Facebook. It was that impassioned and very detailed and very thorough and said, no, I said he does not have a mandate to cut Medicaid. Because, you know, instead, a lot of these poor people that are in my district that I represent, that I stand up for, that's all that they have right now. And I was in his whole speech. It was very impassioned. It was very well thought out. And I'm
with you. Al Green is an absolute hero, Marty. I completely agree. Thank you for calling and making that point. Nikki in Chicago. Hey, Nikki, what's up?
Hi. I was calling because you had talked about the man's question was about what was going to happen if we were able to impeach Trump or how would we go backwards. Sean Kasin, who's a representative in Illinois, I don't know if it was just this morning, came out and said, this is just a guesstimate, but he said it's going to take years to redo the American reputation.
Yes.
That what
Trump it's probably going to take decades. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and he said because you have a reputation and we have ruined it. And so even if we go back, they're going to say, and the international public is going to say, but wait, if you elect another Republican in 4 years, we're going to be right back where we were.
Yeah.
So how do you repair that? You're right, decades, not one decade, but decades.
Yep. Yeah. No, the damage that they are doing intentionally. And like I said, I if they're not doing it on behalf of Putin, I guarantee you he's very, very happy with what Musk and Trump are doing right now.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's...
Anyway, it was a good question the man asked.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Will a worldwide boycott of America make any difference? And Greenlanders just had an election. I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless. So we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. You can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. Get Native Path.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, is it illegal for a law firm to represent someone the government doesn't like? Jim Santel from Amicus, a law review, joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Thursday marks a deadline set by the Trump administration last month for federal agencies to submit plans for widespread workforce reductions and reorganization. Blowback from Europe after the latest escalation in President Trump's trade war.
After Trump imposed those sweeping 25% tariffs on aluminum and steel imports, the European Union retaliating with tariffs on up to $28 billion of U.S. goods. Trump making it clear this isn't over, vowing to respond in kind with sweeping retaliatory tariffs early next month.
ABC's Mary Bruce. The government inching closer to a shutdown after Senate Democrats announced they will not support the House-passed funding bill. Democrats' biggest beef with the bill, cuts to spending across the federal government, especially health care. SpaceX Wednesday scrubbing the launch of a new mission to return two astronauts who've been stuck on the International Space Station for nearly 10 months. Hydraulic problems. They're going to try again on Friday. This is ABC News. A major move for Spirit Airlines.
It's been a rough couple of years for Spirit Airlines.